This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Through the magic of radio, I've stepped out of the studio. I'm at 6th and Market Streets at Independence Mall in Philly, next to an historic marker that reads as follows. The Escape of Ona Judge. Judge was brought to Philadelphia in 1790 as an enslaved house servant of Martha Washington. She escaped from the president's house on May 21, 1796 to New Hampshire with the assistance of the city's African-American community.
President Washington's attempts to capture her were unsuccessful as he met resistance from federal officials who would not comply with the Fugitive Slave Act. Judge lived as a free woman for the rest of her life.
For the first time, Ona Judge will be honored in Philadelphia on May 21st officially, and on every May 21st going forward, it will be known as Ona Judge Day. Attorney Michael Cord, whom you just heard, founded the group called ATTACK, which stands for Avenging the Ancestors Coalition. He joins me. Good morning, Michael. This has been a very special week. City Council has just presented you with an official announcement that there will be an Ona Judge Day on May 21st, now and going forward. What a day for you yesterday when you were presented with the official announcement.
When things like this happen, not only does my adrenaline get pumping, but my heart pounds because this is some important stuff. And we, not that we're making history, but we're recreating history. That's why I'm so pumped up and excited.
Why do we remember the story of Ona Judge so much? I mean, not everyone knows the story of Ona, whom you fondly refer to as Oni. Why her story?
It's so important to tell her story because her story is fascinating even beyond what we know about the nine. There were nine enslaved African descendants here. She's one of them. You might say, doesn't each of those nine have a story to tell? The answer is yes. But here's what we have with Ona slash Oni Judge. Her official birth name is Ona, but George Washington and Martha Washington nicknamed her Oni. We use Oni because that's what historians do. Here's why her story is so important. One, she was only 16 years old when she was brought here, but then 6 years later, she not only escaped from the most powerful man on the planet, but escaped successfully and outlived that man by 50 years. Fascinating story, must be told.
Historic panels of Ona Judge and the other enslaved people's stories came down in January. They came back up in February when a judge in Philadelphia ruled that they need to come back.
Yes.
They have been at this site, the President's House, since 2010. Tell me about that ruling.
The White House in January of 2026 decided arbitrarily and unilaterally to remove the 34 interpretive panels that tell this story. We, along with the city, filed the lawsuit. We won in federal district court, where the judge ordered the federal government to restore all 34 immediately. Federal government ultimately appealed to the Third Circuit, and the Third Circuit did something interesting. There were 16 of the 34 that were restored based on the district court ruling. The Third Circuit told the federal government, you can stop there with the 16. You don't have to put the remaining 18 up until we hear all the arguments from both sides. We were shocked that the Third Circuit allowed those 16 to remain. We thought they were going to grant the government's request to remove those 16. Yeah. So right now, we're in both district court on a, what they call a motion to intervene. We're in the Third Circuit on an amicus brief. Bottom line is, we hope to have a solution from federal court before July 4.
Did they talk about race in court?
Great question. The answer is no early on. We loved what the city did. The city was the first to file any type of legal action. They filed for a preliminary injunction. But their argument, as great as it was, focused on the Administrative Procedures Act. The question was whether the federal government violated that act by doing what they did. We came in as amicus, friend of the court. But we began to address the issue of race, and now we've gone beyond that. We're not just amici, we filed for a motion to intervene, which means now we go in and not just join the city, but stand on our own 2 feet, making our argument, which includes race, racism, and slavery for the first time officially in this lawsuit.
The organization you founded, Avenging the Ancestors Coalition, has been a champion of these panels since day one. Ona Judge Day, What are you doing on Ona Judge Day?
We are doing on May 21, 2026, what we started doing on May 21, 2003. This will be our 23rd annual Ona Judge Day. And what we want to do is, far too often people just talk about fighting the good fight, and that's what we're doing. But in this case, we're celebrating somebody who fought the good fight and won the good fight.
There will be some role playing. You're going to have someone sort of star as Ona Judge in the ceremony.
We're going to have a bunch of students here, but we're looking for a 16-year-old girl, not only to play the role, reenact the role, but follow these footsteps, which start here, showing Oni's escape. Other children behind her will follow her lead to freedom.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you.
Happy Ona Judge Day.
Very well said. Happy Ona Judge Day today, tomorrow, and forever.